This is the Swannanoa Journal, brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College.
This is Kat Alice Davis with the Swannanoa Journal of Warren Wilson College. With one foot on the highest rung of a floor ladder and the other carefully supporting his weight on the edge of Pisgah's 10-foot brew kettle, Ryan Frank is gripping what appears to be a long wooden oar, and is stirring the contents of the kettle with broad, even strokes of his shoulders. He is whirlpooling, drawing the loose hops in the kettle to the center where they will settle neatly together. This will prevent them from plugging up the drain when it comes time to relieve the kettle of its pregnant beer belly. When he is done with his work, he jumps down, his feet splashing in a puddle of water washed from the raised brewing platform. It is noon, and the day is humid and hot. The wet air has soaked up the smell of cooking barley and the perfume of poured beer. The brew room of Pisgah Brewery is full of sunlight slanting through the old warehouse windows. When there is a lull in his duties, Frank steps outside to breathe with a pint of Pisgah's notorious pale ale and to discuss his work. He explains, "Hops are important to the flavor of the beer, but the actual residue they leave behind is so tiny that it's measured in parts per million." Hops, a small, vine-grown flower with the appearance of a shrunken pine cone crossed with an artichoke, are the essential ingredient that give IPAs and bitters their distinctive bite. Hops are also proving to be a difficult stone in Pisgah Brewing's path. Pisgah is the only craft brewer of all USDA-certified organic beer in western North Carolina. The current standards to which Pisgah adheres do not require the use of certified organic hops in the brewing process. This, for small, hands-on breweries like Pisgah, is good news. In the United States, there are roughly 150 acres of USDA-certified organic hops grown annually. The American Hop Growers Association, or AOHGA, has recently pushed through an ordinance that will take effect in January 2013 that puts organically grown hops in the list of ingredients required for USDA certification. This presents a challenge to small breweries, and Pisgah is no exception. Low availability of organic hops, Pisgah predicts having to give up their USDA organic certification. Taking a thirsty draw from his grain gold glass, Frank explains carefully, "In our market, being organic isn't just good business. It's part of our way of doing things. Pisgah is unique because we are all so immediately involved in what we do. Four guys work the brewery, and we want the best ingredients so that we can produce the best product. Any big push-button brewery can dump in organic ingredients and slap that USDA sticker on a bottle, but at Pisgah, it's about craft. It's about process and a certain mentality." Taking Pisgah Organic and transitioning to Pisgah Natural could be dangerous for Pisgah's image in Asheville, the local brewery's only market. Frank stresses that losing their certification will not change how Pisgah brews their beer. He insists, "We want to be very transparent about it." The fear of losing business when the change comes is there, but Frank claims that the brewery trusts their customers to trust them. Before he goes back inside to continue his work, Ryan Frank puts a nail in the still faraway issue. "We will continue to use all USDA-certified organic grains and malts, and our commitment to craft will never change." To learn more about Pisgah Brewing, visit PiscaBrewing.com or take a trip to the brewery and enjoy local music in a relaxed atmosphere at their in-house tap room, located in Black Mountain, North Carolina. This has been Kat Alice Davis with the Swannanoa Journal of Warren Wilson College.
The Swannanoa Journal is brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College, characterized by its distinctive mission of the liberal arts, work, service learning, internationalism, and environmental stewardship for each student.